You're listening to MoneyWeb at Midday.
Now, few South African politicians have courted controversy or survived it, I guess, quite like Julius Malema. From tax battles and tender scandals to the VBS fallout, each storm, though, seems to leave him politically stronger, not weaker. Now, investigative journalist Apoli van Wyk, along with colleague Micah Reddy, have tracked Malema's career from its beginnings to his current role as one of the country's most high-profile, yet, I guess, polarizing power brokers. It's all in a new book called Malema, Money, Power, Patronage. Apoli, a very warm welcome. Let's start with the here and now. After this recent firearms conviction, do you think this marks the first real crack in Malema's political armor, or is it going to become another chapter, do you think, in his survival story?
Hello, Jeremy. Yes, I think you summed it up right. It's going to be another survival mechanism for him. He already came out and said it would be an honor to kill, and he'll turn it into being a martyr. And there are very few politicians so adept at changing the argument than Julius is. He's a very talented politician in that way. So, for example, he would often argue investigative journalists are policing black wealth, or they do not want him to have nice things. And that's not the issue. It's not about what he has or what he buys with his money. It is about how he gets his money. And in the same way, he'll turn this conviction on his head and say that it's a justice system out to get him, as he's done many times before.
You talk about changing the argument or changing the narrative. I've got to ask you then, how much of his staying power over the years actually comes down to how the media frames him?
Yeah, that's an important question. And I do think that the media shares some blame in not, and we need to be very clear on that, not in covering him, but maybe not in covering him in the right way, where I think the media has been in the past, and the public as well, been very forgiving about his previous history of criminality. We remember how he reinvented himself in the Zuma years around 2016, where he just came from the On Point Limpopo corruption scandal, reinvented himself, organized the entire country behind him, rallied against Zuma, and in the end got the president out of his position. So, and very few people at the time, because Zuma was the common enemy, then remembered and reminded the country that this is the man who has his own corruption scandals in the back of in history.
Let's talk about the book itself. Was there a specific scandal, Poli, in your view, that was the real turning point in the survival story?
I think the overall story for me was just so exemplify how he is just this outliving, outlasting politician in all sorts of ways. So the On Point scandal way back between 2005 and 2012 was his first real, very well-documented sin, where he started making millions as a young COSAS and then a young ANC Youth League leader. And that was very clear that he was naive at the time, and over time he reinvented himself. But that On Point scandal, I think, may well come back to bite him.
And how complicated are his financial structures that have enabled him to find a degree of protection from the real scrutiny that you talk about?
It's fairly complicated, but not overly so that no one can follow it. The easiest way to start is at the man himself. Where does he get his wealth? He earns a salary from Parliament of around 1.27 million rand before tax. That would be 50,000 rand or so per month before or after tax. So when he owns a property portfolio that's worth at current value at around 40 million or more, we must know that something is wrong. And then you just go easily trace where does the money for his properties come from? Where does the money for his lifestyle come from? How does he pay school fees? How does he pay his living costs and fancy clothes? And when you trace that back, you'll very easily get to the slush funds and the funders behind Malema.
Poli, do you think the justice system has been independent enough in dealing with him?
No, definitely not. And I don't think that's a controversial opinion. I think it's the evidence is right before us, because in the On Point story, there's at least 51 charges of corruption, fraud, racketeering, and money laundering against him. In the VBS scheme, there's potential charges of corruption and fraud and money laundering. In the metros, where he, with the help sometimes of then DA Mayor Herman Mashaba and other politicians, he fleeced some of the metros. There's again a case to be made of potential charges of corruption, fraud, and money laundering. And that's just three of the scandals that we very quickly summarize here. And I do think that the justice cluster is inundated. He's definitely not the only person that needs to be prosecuted and investigated, but he is one of the most influential. And if he is not prosecuted, then I do think other bad actors do get a kick out of it and realize that they can get away with the same.
And that is a critical point that you make, because I'm not sure if resilience is the right word, but let's use it anyway. It tells us something about the state of South Africa's body politic today, if that is allowed to happen, if those bad actors, as you call them, are allowed to get away with it.
Yeah, absolutely. And getting smarter. That's another sub-theme in this book. The book is, of course, about Malema, the man, but it's also about politics in South Africa. And to me, there's a very strong theme coming out if you look at the, if you read the story, that if you leave someone for years with his crimes, and you never prosecute him, you never investigate him, he's never held to account, they just get smarter. Their modus operandi are getting refined, and they're fleecing the state and the country of more money. Can you imagine what would have happened if he was just prosecuted and held to account for the On Point story? He would not, and the EFF would not be the ones being hanging, or having the VBS scheme hanging as an albatross around their necks. He would not have fleeced the metros. You know, there's so much that would not have happened if the politicians in this country were held to account when they did the crime.
And just a quick answer in conclusion. The book's been out for a couple of weeks now. What response have you had to it, particularly from Malema at all, or those around him?
Malema's trying to ignore it and hope that the noise is going away.
And that's where we're going to leave it. Co-author of the book Malema, Money, Power, Patronage, Polly van Wyk, thank you very much indeed. Her co-author is Micah Reddy.